Good evening. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. We're upstairs yet again today. I had an interesting day today. You can see my merit badge here. That's a merit badge for handling a spider. We went to the Butterfly Pavilion in Denver today. And Rosie is one of the tarantulas that you can hold at the Butterfly Pavilion. And of course, you've got one of the employees there, right there with you. They kind of place her in your hand, but they're holding your hand and ready to take Rosie as soon as she walks off your hand again. I'd never done this before. I'd never handled a tarantula. I've seen it a lot of times and, you know, thought about it, and always it was kind of a maybe not. But I went ahead and did it. You know, some of the kids actually did it before me today. And at some point, you know, I was filming one of the kids and it just, you know, made sense to me. So I jumped in line behind him and got to hold the spider. This wasn't a huge deal. I thought it was going to be more fearful and uncomfortable than it was. And part of it was just, I want to have this experience. Partially because it might be uncomfortable. Partially because it just seemed like a cool thing. And that's a good way to play. That's a good way to move forward. You know, if it seems a little bit uncomfortable, jump in there. It seems like a big deal and you've got the space to jump in on one of the things that comes up as a big deal for you, then go ahead. But on a regular day-to-day basis, when something's not that big of a deal but seems maybe a little uncomfortable, that's a great place to go ahead and jump ahead, face a little bit of discomfort, and move forward. And I did, and wasn't terribly uncomfortable. Which, you know, has its upside and its downside as well. But it was very interesting to have a very peaceful moment, just sitting there holding a spider in my hand. And she was, the kids, oftentimes she moved a little quicker. And, of course, their hands are smaller, and so she doesn't have a whole lot of space there. So the employee of the Butterfly Pavilions seems to be a little more cautious with kids doing it. And I would guess they're cautious with people who are more nervous as well to make sure the spider's not hurt. And of course, the person who's holding the spider isn't too panicked. But she sat still on my palm for a moment. And I asked them about this, you know, why she's sitting still. It seemed like she was being patient there. And they said, well, your hand's warm, which doesn't seem to be the case very often. But she, you know, she's cold-blooded, and I never really thought about this. I'm used to hearing that with reptiles, but spiders apparently are cold-blooded as well, or at least tarantulas. And, you know, just the warmth of your hand, you know, they'll sit there and enjoy the warmth of your hand for a moment. And so she sat there for a few moments. And, of course, you know, they're not going to let you hold her for a super long time. They let her stay there for a minute so you get the experience of holding her. And then they tap her legs. And, you know, it's like a little cue when the spider will move forward when they gently tap her legs. So they tap her legs to get her to move forward, you know, climb back off your hand onto their hands. But the thought of that, just in some small way, you're serving life. In some small way, you're taking care of something. And this, particularly small, I didn't really even have to do anything except hold my hand out. And just putting my hand there in that position gave her something she could warm herself on. And then the employee went ahead and moved her forward, got her off my hand. But just that little small thing, just being there basically, was meaningful. And we do this with ourselves and with other people all the time. Sometimes it's just being there. Like we've talked about so many times on this podcast, it can be just as simple as showing up. Can you just show up? Can you just show up consistently? And if you haven't done it yet, you have no idea what the other side of that's going to look like. You have no idea how meaningful that's going to be for you or for the other people in your life. When you just start to show up consistently. If you're watching this, I'm assuming part of what you want to do is show up consistently and getting better at communication with yourself and with others. But this can be exercise, it can be meditation, it can be reading, it can be any number of things. What's it going to be like when you just start to show up consistently? How satisfied are you going to be when you start to show up consistently? How much are you going to expand your life when you just start to show up consistently? it's worth paying a little bit of attention to. You're going to learn a lot. And so if you're already moving forward with consistency in your practice, keep going. If you haven't yet, why not give it a chance? Give it a shot. Just start to play with it and see how far you can go. I'm Ben Langley. Thank you very much for spending a little time with me tonight. We'll talk again soon.